Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This morning, Mess, hanging out with you on a beautiful, absolutely beautiful Thursday morning. Listen, I'm going to open up the phone lines, 877-591-9696. Mama knows best stories. We'd love to hear you as we're all preparing. Off the air, we're talking about how it is Mother's Day this upcoming Sunday. Reminder of that. So make sure you handle that business. But Mama knows best stories, like things in your life with your mom just came through. And maybe at that point when you were younger, you're like, damn. I'm not trying to listen to Mom. She thinks she knows everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you obviously know Mama knew best. All right. Anybody want to share your story about their mama, how they knew best the whole time?
Sure.
Carla?
Ooh, okay. So I have two super quick ones. One that my mom used to always tell me had to do with the way I dressed. And she would always say, if you're showing a lot of skin in the bottom, don't show a lot of skin in the top. Which basically just meant if you're wearing booty shorts, don't wear a crop top.
Okay.
Now, unless I'm going to the club, I honestly follow that rule because when I'm around other people, although I know that I feel comfortable in what I'm wearing, other people might try to objectify me.
Right.
And look at me with their dirty little eyes. So I just follow that rule from now on. And then the last one is whenever I would complain to her about my previous relationships, she would tell me, Carla, men never change. And if you stay here thinking that they're going to change, you're going to be stuck in a 30-year marriage where you think he's going to change and it's always the same. So why would you stay now if you're only like 20? And it honestly, because I've dated so many guys that honestly were really bad. And I always thought, oh, they'll change. They'll mature. My mom was like, they never change.
Right. Our producer, Angie, just did a cartwheel and said amen to that.
Yes. It's true. It's true. We expect people to change, and that's just how they are.
Yeah. Mama knows best. We got Lewis and Elgin already calling in right now. And make sure you keep your calls coming. 877-591-9696. Lewis, what's your mama knows best story?
So, Mama definitely knows best because, my older brother and I, when we were younger, we didn't really get along. Mm-hmm. And then she was always like, you know, you guys, brothers, you know, one day you might need each other. And, you know, she's like, I'm going to be gone one day. You two are all going to have, you know, after I'm gone. And then, sure enough, I actually needed a kidney transplant. And I got it from my brother.
What? Whoa. Wow. Yeah. Is this recent or years ago?
It was last year.
Oh, wow. I got to start being nicer to my brother.
Yeah.
I better start now, right?
Oh, you know what? That's so true because I had an aunt, may she rest in peace. While she was alive, she did need a kidney transplant, and she is one of 8 brothers and sisters, and they all said no.
Oh.
So your mama really set you up for success, sir.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. And now, like, I mean, I'm really happy to hear that your health is doing well and that your mom knew best, but, like, do you truly get along with your brother now? Everything is good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, like, he picked on me a lot when, you know, like, when we were real little. But once I hit, like, my teenage years, like, around middle school, he was, like, you know, more protective and stuff. And, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, it was just different once I got a little older.
Wow. That's crazy.
I don't even know what to say.
I know. I can't even compete with your brother. I think I bought my brother a burger last time I seen him. He gave me a damn, what was it, a kidney?
Yeah, he gave me a kidney. He's a great dude.
Ah, well, Mama knows best, man. She knew that was going to happen, right? It's like Mom has premonition, right?
Yeah.
She's like, be nice to your brother. You're going to need him one day.
Maybe Mom had kidney problems she didn't tell you about. She's like, look, I'm just letting you know before you need to know.
Right. Could be that.
Yeah.
All right. God willing, is Mama still with us?
Yeah, she's still around.
Wow, and I bet she just enjoys her boys.
No, yeah, she's really proud of my brother, and she's just grateful I'm still here, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that story. And for people listening, hopefully that resonates. Maybe you're not getting along with your brother and sister. Be nice.
I need your organs.
Morning Mess here. It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hey, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Mama Knows Best Stories. That was an intense one, last one. The guy called up. His brother gave him his kidney. His mom told him, be nice to your brother growing up. And sure enough, it paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice to your siblings. Mama Knows Best Stories,
877-591-9696.
What do you think of, Gina, when you hear Mama Knows Best Stories?
Okay, so obviously I think of my mom, who was, still is, a stay-at-home mom to 5 kids, kept the house spotless, decorated for the holidays, cooked all these meals. And the one advice she gave me after her life experience was to make sure I can support myself financially.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, because she didn't find herself in that position. You know, she also gave me some shady advice, told me to keep a secret bank account.
I think that's good advice.
I didn't follow it because as a wife, I disagree with a secret bank account, but I do have a career and I can support myself financially.
Hey,
you know?
Secret bank account.
My mama.
Go ahead, mama.
She said for whenever you want a special little treat.
Right? Oh, mom.
I love that. Let's talk to Trina in Chicago. Trina, Mama Knows Best Story. What's yours?
So, Mama Knows Best because she told me a long time ago to break up with my high school sweetheart.
Okay.
And I figured we were, like, going to be husband and wife, you know, white picket fence, 3 kids and a dog.
I mean, I love that, and I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Trina, but, like, was there something wrong with him?
He was cheating.
Oh!
Wait, how did your mom know?
So my mom knew the girl that he was cheating on. They were in like the same like club. Stop. Like older women have like a club kind of thing that they do.
Yes.
Anyways, the mom and her talking and she's like, oh, like what's going on with your daughter? And so she shows a picture of, oh yeah, she met this new guy. Yeah, she met this new guy. She loves him. He's so good for her. And she's like, oh, okay, let me see. And it's a picture of my guy and her daughter.
Wait a minute! Oh my gosh, Trina, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Did your mom tell that other mom in the moment, or did she come back and tell you first?
Oh, of course she did. Mm-hmm. Now this is mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
She stepped up for you.
That was the universe loving you.
Like, on a whole other level, because I had no idea. I figured, you know, working late, literally, because he has an overnight job, so I'm not thinking I need to pull up on my guy. I'm just thinking he's at work. No, aww, he's with her. Because, you know, my mom got all the tea. So, basically, he would go over there and then call off sick at work.
Wow.
So, that's how he was able to juggle us both. Yep. Yep. Dang. And this went on for, like, years.
God bless your mama. Because, honestly, she really didn't know best. I mean, she was in the club. She talked to the other mother. Like, she knew everything for you.
Yep.
And when your mom told you this, did you believe her? Or was there some convincing that needed to happen?
No, like, I believe there was proof. My mom was like, send me that picture. This is not happening. So both moms were like, oh, we're shutting this guy down.
Oh.
So, no, there was evidence. And there, I mean, I don't know the girl. I just know, like, my mom has friends, you know, so I don't know the girl personally. And, like, I'm so grateful for it because I honestly thought we were going to get married and he was cheating the whole time.
Wow. The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. Did you find somebody?
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
She did.
Are you in a relationship now?
You know it.
Does mama approve?
Mama approves. Okay, ain't nobody in the club dating this guy.
Okay.
We're good.
Awesome.
Yay!
Round of applause for mama. Come on now. Come on now. Thank you for the call and still taking your calls. Mama Knows Best Stories, 877-591-9696, y'all. I guess I was raised by gangsters because of the thing that I think of with my mom. Y'all heard my mom. Y'all met my mom.
Yeah.
My mom just always told me if someone hits you, you hit them back harder. I mean, that's like,
oh.
I try to think about, like, you guys have really good ones. And the calls that we get really good. And I'm thinking about my mom, like, mama knows best. Like, someone hits you, you hit them back harder.
That's good. That is good.
That is solid advice. I had to give it to my daughter the other day because my son likes to beat up on her. So hit him back.
Hit him back.
He'll stop.
Yeah. My mom was just like, hit him back. Hit him back harder.
Yes.
That's funny because my mom would always tell me, she's like, you don't hit him, just call me. And she stood at a smooth 5'0".
I love that. All right, Nish, Mama knows best with your mother's story.
Well, I lost my mom tragically in 2019, but so like there's little like bits and pieces that I'm continuing to just like randomly remember. One of the things that really stuck to me, especially after we lost her, was she always used to tell me, Anisha, really nice, be nice, but don't be stupid nice. There is a way to be smart about it, and there's a way to be stupid. So she was just kind of telling me, like, you like don't get run over by people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like,
I love that.
There is a way to be nice with also just being like, hey, all right.
Yeah, naive almost.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I do, too. And it's like, not me being in my 30s and being like, oh, that's what you meant.
That's strong, though. I like that.
It is. And there's like so many things that she used to say. Like the other one was like, put down the chocolate bar. That's great advice. But that's the one that's really like, I think like when you lose somebody, there's something that sort of like triggers in your mind. And like you just start to like think things a little bit differently, or like remember a little differently.
Yeah.
And that was one of the ones that really like hit right off the bat. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. I like that. I with my kid.
Stupid.
Because we try to teach our kids kindness and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Be nice, but don't be stupid nice. Mm-hmm. Where you get to naive. I like that. All right, one more time, 877-591-9696. We got Joydon in Chicago. Joydon, okay, what is your Mama Knows Best story?
Rest in peace to my mother as well. She passed away in December. So my mother always told me to... This is going to be funny, but to make sure you always change your socks and your underwear.
That's great life advice.
Yes.
You got to do it.
No matter what.
No matter what. You never know. Just in case you unfortunately get in a car accident, you're going away in that ambulance. You got to have clean chonies
on. Exactly.
Is that why she told you that, or was it because you'd forget?
No, because she would always tell us that. So back then when we were young and growing up, and of course, we didn't have the finest things in life that people have now. So we were always wash our underwear and our socks by hand and hang them over the stove. So I always made sure I had clean underwear and clean socks.
I got a life hack. Just don't wear chonies. Just don't do it.
Stop.
You don't have to clean nothing.
Hey, I came in this world without anything on. I can go out this world without anything on.
I love it. Well, condolences to your mom. She sounds like a great lady, and I'm going to take that, and I'm going to use that. I'm going to tell that to my children. Make sure you always have clean chonies and clean socks.
Exactly.
Or just don't wear them.
Just don't wear them. I like that. Just don't wear them. Nothing wrong with commando.
There you go.
No
chonies and chanclas.
No.
There you go.
Exactly.
I love it.
All right.
Bye, hon.
You guys have a blessed day.
You as well.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.